This week, our Sideline View Sports Star of the Week is Madeline Dunstan, and Maddie's father's on the phone. We'll catch up with you first of all. James, tell us why you nominated Madeline.
Oh, g'day, Mark. Well, last week, Maddie had a couple of games of boundary umpiring, and there was two boundary umpires in the first game, and in the second one, there was only herself. She was just by herself, and she pushed out really hard, and despite having COVID only a week and a half earlier, she pushed out really hard and was having a bit of trouble breathing, but she got through the game. And so much so, I actually had to go and get the asthma puffer from the trainer of one of the teams and run it out to her to try and help give her, you know, a bit of more confidence with breathing. But anyway, she ran from one end to the other and did a really good job.
Fantastic. Well, James, just pop her on. We'll have a quick chat to her here on the Sideline View.
Yep.
Hello, Mark.
Hello, Maddie. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Did you have a pedometer on last week? You must have run a hell of a long way. You must have done thousands and thousands of steps doing the boundary by yourself.
Well, actually, I didn't have my watch on last week.
Oh,
gee. But I would have done a few thousand steps during those few games.
Absolutely. Tell me, Maddie, how long have you been a boundary umpire for?
Only the start of the season.
Oh, okay. And is this something you'd like to do sort of moving forward full time? Would you like to, perhaps go to even umpire the seniors or the AFL? And what about even field umpiring?
Yeah, I would like to go from a boundary to a field umpire in the BFNL league and then hopefully go to the AFL league.
And tell me, how much training does it involve for you being a boundary umpire each week?
All the umpires we meet twice a week, but having optional training nights. I train with them every Thursday night for a few hours.
And I'll tell you what, it must keep your fitness level up pretty high, doing all these, running the boundary for all these games.
Yeah, it does. It keeps your fitness very high.
Hey, do you play any other sport?
No, I used to play netball, but I decided to do umpiring instead of netball this year.
And would you rather be a player or the boss?
The boss.
And I'm sure you would be a very, very fair and reasonable umpire. Do you ever have any decisions where you go, oh, gee, I don't know if that was out or that wasn't out?
Yeah, there are a few decisions there, and I'll ask the field umpire for his opinion and what he saw, and then we'll make a decision together.
Well, congratulations, Maddie. Sounds like you're doing a super job. You are Gold Central Victoria and Harvey Norman Sports Star of the Week. We've got a $50 voucher for you from Harvey Norman. You can go there and buy whatever you like. Did you have a bit of a run around today, by the way? Did you umpire a game today?
Yeah, I did reserves at the QEO today.
Oh, okay. Who's playing there? Can't remember.
That's South Bendigo and Eagle Hawk.
Oh, okay. Yep. Who won that one?
Eagle Hawk.
Ah, fantastic. Hey, well, you have a great weekend. You on holidays now, school holidays?
Yes, I am.
We can just go out there and, you know, run a few kilometres each day, practice your field umpiring. Can you bounce the ball, by the way?
Yeah, I can. Not very well, but I can do it.
Yeah, I remember I used to try that when my boys played. It is very, very hard. Because you watch those guys on the, you know, the guys and lady umpires on the AFL and you think, oh, that's a terrible bounce. But when you actually go out and try it yourself, it is not that easy.
No, it's not.
At all. Hey, congratulations, Maddie. Thanks for being our Sports Star of the Week here at Gold Central Victoria.
Thank you.